Hachette Audio presents The Power of I Am, written and read by Joel Osteen.
Hi, this is Joel Osteen. I'm so excited that you're taking time to listen to my new book, The Power of I Am, two words that will change your life today. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1, The Power of I Am. Lacey was a beautiful young lady who seemed to have everything going for her. She was smart, attractive, and came from a loving family. As we visited in the lobby after the service, she was friendly and had a pleasant personality. I thought if anybody would be happy, it would be her. But I soon realized it was just the opposite of what I thought. Lacey began to describe how she wasn't fulfilled. She was lonely and perceived her coworkers as more talented. She made statements such as, "I am unattractive," "I am unlucky," "I am a slow learner," "I am always tired." After 5 minutes of listening to Lacey, I knew exactly what was holding her back, her I ams. What follows those two simple words will determine what kind of life you live. I am blessed, I am strong, I am healthy, or I am slow. I am unattractive. I am a lousy mother. The I ams coming out of your mouth will either bring success or failure. All through the day, the power of I am is at work. We make a mistake, out of our mouth tumbles, "I am so clumsy." We look in the mirror, shake our head, and say, "I am so old." We see somebody who we think is more talented, whisper under our breath, "I am so average." We get caught in traffic, "I am so unlucky." Many times we use the power of I am against ourselves. We don't realize how it's affecting our future. Here's the principle. Whatever follows the I am will eventually come find you. When you say, "I am so clumsy," clumsiness comes looking for you. "I am so old," wrinkles come looking for you. "I am so overweight," calories come looking for you. It's as though you're inviting them. Whatever you follow the I am with, you're handing it an invitation, opening the door, giving it permission to be in your life. The good news is you get to choose what follows the I am. When you go through the day saying, "I am blessed," blessings come looking for you. "I am talented," talent comes looking for you. You may not feel up to par, but when you say, "I am healthy," health starts heading your way. "I am strong," strength starts tracking you down. You're inviting those things into your life. That's why you have to be careful what follows the I am. Don't ever say, "I am so unlucky. I never get any good breaks." You're inviting disappointments. "I am so broke. I am so in debt." You are inviting struggle. You're inviting lack. You need to send out some new invitations. Get up in the morning and invite good things into your life. "I am blessed. I am strong. I am talented. I am wise. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am prosperous." When you talk like that, talent gets summoned by Almighty God. Go find that person. Health, strength, abundance, discipline, they start hitting your way. But how many of us, when we get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and the first thing we say is, "I am so old. I am so wrinkled. I am so worn out." You are inviting oldness. You're inviting fatigue. Do us all a favor. Stop inviting that. Dare to say, "I am young. I am energetic. I am vibrant. I am radiant. I am fresh. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That's one of the best anti-aging treatments you could ever take. And it costs you nothing.